The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
So how long has it been since we played?
Oh God, why do we do this whenever we start? It's been a long time for us, guys. Just fucking play the game!
Well, yeah, but we gotta figure out where the hell we are.
We only missed...
And we just talked about it. We're gonna go fight a thing. Pick something out of the book, and that's what we're fighting. They don't know. Only the people who read the book know. And I'm gonna assume if they're listening to us for what is probably now over 100 episodes, they didn't bother reading the book because it had been a lot shorter and probably more entertaining.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Who wrote this? Perkins? I'm sure it's more entertaining.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember who wrote it. But now I'm going to look.
You're off by 10 episodes, by the way.
Oh.
The first session. The first half was only 74, not 84.
Wizards, please don't send Pinkerton agents after me. Thank you. Topical joke. Won't be topical when it comes out.
So, you guys are resting in your tower before you head into the Spiral of the Horned King.
Who needs rest?
I did.
You guys said you did. Oh, yeah, after last time, Lucas needed rest.
I definitely did at the time.
Lucas got caught in a bubble and fireballed.
Yep.
Hey, we rested after that, didn't we?
Right now. I think.
Wait, didn't we just talk about this? We're outside the Horned King.
Yeah.
He's all rested.
Yeah, I guess that would have been.
Yeah, we rested days before we...
So you guys are bringing Gash into the tower, and
don't forget, I believe I gave you the Shield Guardian, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to remind you. Sorry, Joe.
No, it's all good. Are you guys hanging out with Gash in the tower?
We could chain him up outside.
Wasn't it something about only Schroeder's the only one who could talk to him, right? Wasn't there somebody, only one person who could talk to him?
And he speaks Abyssal. That was the common language.
Yeah, and I speak Abyssal.
I do too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there's more than one person who could talk to him.
And I don't remember who has it, but somebody had a helmet of telepathy or something. I didn't. Because that was how you were communicating with the Modron.
I think I gave it up.
Are you sure that's how we were communicating with him?
Nope.
did the Modron speak?
It speaks binary or some shit.
Yeah, it
I forget what it's called, but it's...
Yeah, I don't remember either.
It wasn't like a primordial thing, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was the elemental plane of law.
I don't remember.
He spoke in Robert's Rules of Order. Subclause B.
It was the Dewey Decimal System.
I mean, it could have very well just been a spell.
Yeah, you might have.
Yeah,
you
might have been
tongues or whatever the shit.
I don't think we've had that helm this time around.
I remember getting rid of it, but I did have it for a while.
At this point, I'm having
trouble... They speak Modron.
Oh, okay. At this point, I'm having trouble remembering what we all have because of the amount of times I've written down lists of shit.
Well, there has been a shit ton of random magic items that you guys have come across.
And are using improperly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That bag of fluff, though, Jeff. Come up. Clutch.
Oh, yeah. When you were inside the purple worm?
That was worth a shot. See? And I pulled myself up by my bootstraps then, Troy. Nut up.
You were saved by a goat.
I still remember you sicking, I think it was a boar on Matt's character.
Probably.
And critting with it.
That sounds like a thing that I would
do. Yeah, it was... The bag of fluff was fun. It was a good investment.
I think I did finally decide what I want to do if I do die. I'm going to ruin your game.
Okay.
And everyone else's time. I've decided that.
Too right.
You gonna CM Punk this shit?
Let's see. How work many summon children spells can I take, Jeff?
Nobody wants to do anything, and I work with fucking children.
What about summoning demons when you're fighting demon lords? That sounds like a solid plan.
I thought we were getting Ned Flanders.
We may get Ned Flanders. That's fair.
Or a monk.
So what does this Horned King look like? Is it like, danger, beware of dog kind of a kind of a thing.
The entrance?
Yeah, yeah.
It's
piles of skulls or something.
Piles of heads, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't it a specific type of head?
No, there's all different kinds.
All different kinds?
There's,
I thought it was, for the most part, one species, though.
Mostly gnoll, but okay. There are others mixed in.
Gotcha.
Mm.
Every once in a while, you see a drow or a dwarf or a durgar or something like that.
Anything bigger than a gnoll?
Good question.
No, I don't. Not that I'm thinking of, no.
All right, so I probably can't Cubone it. Carry on.
You could have taken that Garistro skull.
It's a thought. It's a thought. None of us are sneaky either.
Mm-mm. So Gash asks, are y'all ready to go?
Rage! Sure, why not? I'm going to pick up a gnoll head. Do they have scalp?
Yes.
A relatively fresh one, maybe?
You could find one.
Okay. Carry it in my offhand.
You're wielding a two-handed weapon. You don't have an offhand.
I'll carry it in my weak hand. This is my strong hand.
Are you doing anything with said gnoll head?
Not yet. We will see if something, something comes up. I'm tempted to invent the Underdark version of lacrosse.
Ah, okay. So Gash leads you through the maze with very little trouble. He seems fairly well versed in the area.
So are there any traps, Gash? Not that I can ask you. Ask him if he sees any. If there are any traps, we should be concerned about.
Are there any traps we should be concerned about?
I like the idea that the conversation is going on in common and then turns to it's not so
Sand
no,
Raider?
No, it's
Tusken Raider. I can do this.
You know that scene in Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring in the extended version where Gandalf speaks in the tongue of Mordor?
Oh yeah.
That is exactly what I picture as Abyssal.
Mm. I like the idea that maybe since they're not necessarily clever creatures, their syntax is a little different. So the conversation is like it's like whenever they translate something to an athlete, you know what I mean? Like the interviewer will ask a long, complicated question in English, and then the Japanese or Portuguese translation to the
three
athlete
words.
Is yeah, it's like blah blah blah. It's like what? Like how he just talked for 2.5 minutes. You gave me 4 words. Like
or the opposite. He went fast. He should made it.
And then he turns around and he said, I'd like to thank God for my performance. It's like, he just talked to you for 3.5 minutes. That can't possibly be what he said. Thank God. It's got to be more than 3 or 4 words in Portuguese. Like,
it's not so much the traps that we have to watch for. It's not losing our way and avoiding the minotaurs.
Oh, I forgot about the minotaurs. He did mention
Minotaurs. Do we need Minotaurs again?
No, he just mentioned them last time.
At this point, all we need are angel feathers.
Okay. Should we fight a Minotaur for funsies?
I mean, we're probably going to anyway, so...
I don't know that we're going to not... Like, I don't think we're going to have the option not to.
Okay.
I mean, we could try to stealth around and not to, but...
I mean, I wouldn't want another opportunity for Troy to lose a character he cares about.
This one's made of metal.
Yeah, I'm looking at our list.
He gets gored off the side of a cliff or something. Why are these horns electrified? This is bullshit.
Yeah, we've already got the eggs. We've already got the central eye beholder. Still need 6 feathers from angels. We've got the heart of Greaser demon.
Jeff stopped carrying in his drawing on the map.
Tamask mushrooms. We've got the ichor of a demon lord, and we still need Gromp's memoirs.
What were the angels in here as well? Was that
yes. they're in here.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's actually pictured on or shown on your map where it is.
The map you took away.
Right in there.
Right.
You hold it upside down, Lucas.
No. Gallery of Angels.
You can read.
As long as it doesn't have numbers
in
it.
I read at a 5th grade level. Which is actually kind of funny. Like I've been considering writing like children's books recently, so I have been reading Goosebumps to see like how the master did it and do something similar with the Cthulhu spin on it.
It's not a bad idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually not that bad. Like they're not horrible to read as an adult.
Well, no. I mean, he was a good writer.
Not that, yeah, like, they're actually entertaining.
Right. No, he's a good writer. You're
talking about R.L. Stein?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like a good writer.
Goosebumps series.
He also apparently seems very funny. I would watch his masterclass. He has a masterclass.
You know what his job was before he wrote for wrote Goosebumps?
Fluffer.
No. he wrote and produced episodes for Eureka's Castle.
Bravo.
Nice.
He wrote and produced episodes for Eureka's Castle. That's what he did the first.
Oh, Eureka's Castle. That's another one I could probably send you.
I remember that.
Fuck.
Sorry.
I remember Eureka's Castle. Hard.
Good job, boy.
It was well-timed. Well-timed.
You guys pass through all different kinds of terrain. You go from tunnels to wide-open caverns.
Are there trolls?
There are not.
Oh, okay.
At least not that you've noticed so far.
Okay.
He leads you on and tells you that you're going to make your way to the Filth Riddens first. It'll be a good stopping point. It's a settlement of escaped slaves and whoever else ends up in here and never really gets out.
So we had a big sign that was like, "Welcome to the Thing of the Horn King." But it's kind of like the sign for Disneyland where it's like, "Welcome to Disneyland," but then you drive another fucking hour and a half to get to Disneyland. Is that kind of what's occurring here?
No, he's leading you through the safest paths.
Very circumspect. Got it.
Right. So you're not really coming across all these minotaurs that want to take your heads and set them outside.
I feel like we're missing out on valuable opportunities for XP, but you do you, Gash. See, if you offered XP, I'd be all up for it, Jeff.
Oh, I know.
800 combats with minotaurs.
He leads you out of a tunnel, and everything ahead of you just opens up. And there's a big cavern... chasm ahead of you. There's a bridge that crosses it, big stone bridge, and he starts leading you out across.
Featherfall? No.
You can only cast Featherfall when you're falling.
No. I'm asking. Before I step foot on this bridge, I figured I'd look to the competent spellcaster and say Featherfall? Question mark. I haven't gotten to you yet. Are you still a competent spellcaster?
Yeah.
Have you been a competent spellcaster?
Yeah. Didn't get much opportunity last time.
Yeah, well.
I don't think those are cleric druid spells.
I will ask the wizard. Featherfall?
Artificer, bard, fighter, rogue, sorcerer, wizard.
Yeah.
Don't believe that's one of mine.
As expected. Carry on.
Gash
Wild
start-
shape?
Gash starts heading out across the bridge.
Is this like... Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade kind of like epic bridge over a chasm kind of thing?
No, it's a stone bridge. Okay. Natural stone.
That was a natural stone bridge too.
What was?
In the Last Crusade?
Oh, I'm thinking Temple of Doom. Sorry. Yeah.
Is this more like Khazad Doom type bridge?
Yes.
Very much like a Khazad Doom type bridge? Like if I look over, do I see lava way down there?
You probably could.
Cool. Cool, 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 cool.
Yeah, you could definitely see kind of a light down, way down.
And what are we heading towards?
You're crossing this chasm.
Is this like an extremely nice worked stone bridge? Is it a utilitarian stone bridge?
Very utilitarian.
Okay. So it's not ornamental or decorated in any particular way?
No.
I put one of my spells into the Shield Guardian.
You can.
Okay.
If you want, or I can put one of mine in it. Doesn't matter.
Declare it now, because it had to happen at rest.
Yeah.
He declares bankruptcy.
I don't care if you tell me what it is, just so long as I know that there is one in there, and it's different than the one that he stuck in there.
Do you want it to be one of yours or one of mine?
Hold on. I just want to make sure. Are there any...
We just recently passed the settlement?
No, you're that's going to be your stop.
Okay, so we're not there yet. How far away are we? Just curious.
It's kind of hard to describe distance in here because it's winding.
Less nautical miles, more
time.
Within a day.
Okay, so still a significant amount of time away.
Depends on how quickly we can get through. Okay. Yeah.
Are there any little worms and scarves that can help us?
No. No, there are not. Not here, at least.
Well... I don't really need this head anymore because I was picking it up for traps, assuming we were walking into combat. So now I just look like an idiot carrying a gnoll's head. Going to do the very cinematic thing and pitch it off the side of the bridge and watch it fall.
Cool.
Kira's over there counting. 1, 2, 3.
You hear a weird...
4, 5. As if I expect to hear it go plop somewhere.
No, you don't actually hear it. But as you're looking over the side, watching it fall, roll for initiative.
That's fair.
You son of a bitch.
He drew the map. It was coming. There was nothing that I was going to do except possibly fight it first.
I don't know where you guys want to be.
I had sort of only intended to step partway. I don't know if we're... Are we... This is the beginning of the bridge or the end of the
right,
bridge?
Yeah, right here is the beginning of the bridge.
I would say 20, 25 feet out, something like that. Yeah, ish. I'm okay there. How long total is the bridge?
Several hundred feet.
Okay, so we're just in the beginning stages of the bridge. And is that random character Ganash?
No, this is Troy. This one can be Gash. He was out ahead leading you across.
Sure. Perfect. Bum, bum, ba-da-dun, dun, 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 dun. Do you want to play some pirate games?
Would be fun.
I sent you that core book.
Yeah, but... I mean, don't get me wrong, I'll still play it, but I want to, like, mizzenmast and ship-to-ship combat. And...
There is ship-to-ship combat.
Jib the topsail.
Right.
Troy, what'd you get?
I got 18.
Whole rule book for it, or section for it.
Lucas.
15.
Schroeder.
Gentleman 6.
Grady.
A lying gentleman's 11.
Okay, we're going to get 2 attacks.
Yep.
As a surprise action.
But I saw it.
You see it as it's coming at your face. Yes.
Oh, shit.
What do you look? What do you see?
That's a 23.
No.
Shield. Plus. Shield's what? Plus 5?
Yeah. So. You still get hit.
Shield plus 7.
That's...
Those were D10s.
Yeah, he's going to toss them again, too.
No.
Oh, he's not? No. Nah.
That's 20 points of damage.
Pussy. He's got a random beholder show up? What the fuck?
The first attack was a massive fucking lizard's head coming up around from the bottom and snapping at you. The second is when it tries to grab you.
Fucking lizard people, man.
Lizard
That's a 26.
People.
That is...
I'm more worried about the grab than the bite.
Yeah.
I'm fairly concerned about the grab.
2d10 plus 6.
I need to get Ned Flanders.
That's 18 points of damage.
Okay.
Plus...
There's a spell in there and you need to be rereading.
Another 16 points of damage.
Ooh.
The first was bludgeoning, the second is slashing, and the target is grappled.
Kira spits out a tooth. You hit like a bitch!
If it isn't already constricting a creature and the target is restrained until the grapple ends. So you are restrained.
The last hit was 16, right? I didn't calculate that yet.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Did you? Was that an ability check you made?
For what?
Is he getting attacked?
Yes. He got an attack. Okay. He got attacked, yes.
The grapple is part of the attack.
Oh, I should have done that backwards. Or I did do that backwards.
Yep.
Oh, well.
The second one attacking Schroeder can do it the right way.
And the three of you see Kira get yanked off the side.
Cool.
I didn't write the order.
Can we identify what it is that yanked him off the side?
You guys didn't get much of a look. Make a perception check to see if anybody actually can see. Got a decent enough look.
Nat 20. For 27.
That's an ability check.
Give me an arcana check.
21.
That's a Bahir.
What do I know about Bahirs?
They don't like dragons.
okay. I'm going to come standing. Over there and shit on your shoulder.
That's a Bahir.
Okay.
It's a huge creature.
It's a huge bitch.
Bahirs lair in places inaccessible to other creatures, favoring locations where would-be intruders must make a harrowing climb to reach them. Deep pits, high caves, and cliff walls and caverns reached only by narrow, twisting tunnels are prime sites for Bahir ambush.
Are they magical creatures?
Yeah.
I assume with the Arcana check, we might have an idea of what type of magical creature they are.
I mean, it's a big creature that grabs you, bites you, swallows you, and can shoot lightning.
You know, the usual.
As they do.
And shoot lightning.
Cool.
Troy, you're up.
But I don't see anything. There's nothing.
No. You literally saw a head come up, snap at Kira, and yank her off the side of the bridge.
Okay, well that...
So it's this way, right?
Don't get me wrong, I thought about it. I mean, good news. It's going to try to eat you, so it's not going to just throw you.
That's true.
Sure.
So,
I accept that. Bad news, when I chew its throat out, it might drop me.
If I go to the side and look down, like, can I see this monster and or Kira?
You might see bits of it thrashing out from the side, yeah.
Like the idea that you look over and you...
You do not have clear line of sight, no.
Just tie off a rope and leap. Play Conkers.
No, I have something different in mind, but this may be a two-step process.
Cast Shatter.
I thought about that too. But I don't know that you really want me to, do you?
He casts Stone Shape.
He's already talking about the next character he wants to make. I mean,
I just am going to just make it unpleasant. I don't know what it's going to be, but it'll be unpleasant.
He's talking about making a demon summoner when the demons are already summoned.
Do you have anything helpful?
I'm going to cast Spider Climb and go over the side.
Okay. Don't do that.
Don't do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to cast Grease.
I'm going to cast Spider Climb on the Shield Guardian so he can go over the side.
Ooh, now there's a good idea. I'm going to cast Fly.
Okay. On yourself?
Yeah.
Is it just one creature?
Yes.
Okay. I can't remember.
You have to go up a spell slot to do more people.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it's touch, so I'd have to be right there. But so yeah, I'm going to fly, and is it, would you say, at least 60 feet in away?
No, not that far.
Okay.
It's probably 30 feet around. The bridge is, so 30 feet, and then maybe, well, I guess that'd be about 50 feet.
Okay. I'm going to fly, like, out, but enough down that I can at least clearly see...
Get a clear line of sight?
Kira, yeah.
Bonus action?
I don't know that I have anything. No.
You want to let me know why I shouldn't do what I plan on doing?
No. Lucas, you're up.
Because I mean, if you want, do what you want, I guess.
I'm just trying to be helpful. I don't know how to be helpful without being able to see things. I mean, I can turn into something that flies, but that's not going to be helpful necessarily.
Lucas?
Is that what you're doing?
No.
Okay. If you're trying to not let the DM know, there are means of communication.
That's true.
I don't have a clue. I mean, I can cast fly and go the other direction and see if there's another one, or if it's dead center of the thing. Try to get a vantage point on the other side. I don't really know what else to do.
Actually, it's not going to be in that book.
Okay, I that's why I pointed to it. I was like,
hold on, this beats a lot easier.
I don't want to use that because I'm afraid if I do, they're both falling.
Yeah, you couldn't use it anyway. Ooh.
Pointing out the shit. Use some of the shenanigans.
Yeah.
You got a better idea?
No, but Troy does.
Unless there's something you can do in this round.
Yeah, I'm just gonna hold my action. Honestly, there's nothing I can do right now. I'll just hold my action. I don't want to use
this
spell.
You could prepare an action in case something happens. Just a thought.
What?
Hey, whoever's next can go. I'll just prepare a spell.
Okay. That'd be me.
Whatever you want to call it.
Grady.
Yup.
You are restrained, so that means it gets advantage to hit you?
I thought I was grappled.
You are grappled, and you are restrained until the grapple ends.
Says who?
Says that.
Oh, fair enough.
22 to hit.
You know good goddamn well.
I know. I'm just picking up my dice.
I think Jeff's going to do it the right way this time.
It's 23 points of damage total. Half of it's bludgeoning, half of it's slashing, if that matters. Okay. Next is going to be the bite. That was the constrict. It's going to...
Oh, that's already only
26.
Monster. Okay. I assumed.
Yeah.
20 points of damage.
You should make sure you let him know that you...
And you are swallowed.
Oh. Well.
Not anymore.
You are no longer grappled. While swallowed, the target is blinded and restrained. It has total cover against attacks and other effects outside the Bahir, and it takes 66 acid damage at the start of each of the Bahir's turns.
We've played this game before.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Hey.
I think it's going to find me undigestible.
Be ready. Hey. Be ready.
And it takes off 50 feet down the bridge.
Okay.
All 10 legs. No. 12 legs, just tearing down the bridge.
Seems excessive.
Grady, you're up.
Rage.
Okay.
rage against the loss of my hit points.
Yeah.
This creature feels specifically designed to try and kill you.
I wasn't sure who was going to be the first one to stick their head over the edge and get grabbed, but that was perfect.
You're welcome. I kind of figured it was. All right, let's go to work. I'm going to imagine that you're going to say that I cannot use,
it's a little tight in there.
Seems fair. I'll go for one
but
of my
got,
fancy.
I'll go
for
one
of my
hand
fancy.
Axes.
Yeah. No. I'm going to make hay. I'm going to give advantage to get advantage, which means my rolls on restrained are now flat.
You are not restrained anymore.
Thought you told me I was. No. I'll take the advantage.
I told you the grapple ended. You're right. No longer restrained.
Thought that's what you said the belly was. That I was blinded and restrained.
You did.
Did I?
Yeah.
Maybe I am mixing my words.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll take the advantage.
The blinded and restrained. So you are rolling straight.
Correct.
But good news, you're just taking damage. You're not actually giving up advantage on attack rolls.
I really don't care that I'm blinded because I'm just going to attack whatever's in front
of
me.
Yes. It is literally all around you.
Correct. That is the definition, I believe, of swallowed. All right, let's see what happens. Hand axe away! Trying to think. Do I want to take the -5 for +10 damage?
You are rolling flat.
I am, but I wonder how hard it is. Let's just swing to start. So no, I won't. But I will take my two attacks. First attack is a 21.
That'll hit.
D6... Plus, I add the extra 2.
D6 plus 5 plus 2, I believe. They're not magical hand axes.
No, they're not. None of my maneuvers really add anything, so it seems shitty to add a maneuver when it doesn't do anything.
Yep.
So 11 damage with that hit. Second attack?
Yeah.
12.
That's a miss.
The heal would be a bonus.
You already used your bonus action.
I'll go ahead and action surge and hit it a couple more times.
Okay.
Try to, anyway. First attack, 23.
That'll hit.
13 points of damage. Second attack. That's a 25 to hit.
That'll do it.
8 points of damage. This is where I get vomited out and into the acid.
Troy, you see a gash open up in the belly of this thing, and Grady or Kira comes falling out.
Okay.
Like falling? Or?
Falling. Okay. Make a reflex, or a dex save. Let's see.
Am I hampered at all by being restrained?
Not anymore.
Fair enough. I get advantage on that, right?
No.
I thought there was something dex.
There is. If it's an effect that you can see.
I'd rather make a strength check to try and hold on to it as I fly out.
Well, we're going to see if you're dexterous enough to do that.
Well, that seems kind of counterintuitive to what I would like to do, Jeff. But carry on. Your game. That's a really good roll. Did you call that a save?
A save.
It helps a lot, but it helps a little. 22.
Oh, yeah. You grab onto the ragged flaps of flesh that you just hacked your way out of. You're kind of flopping back and forth as the thing runs down the bridge.
I'm like fucking being birded out of the side of this thing.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. I didn't get to do the acid damage.
It's not damage.
I'm just like spitting giant chunks of shit as like my hair's being eaten away by the acid.
Schroeder, you're up. I'm assuming you're done. You haven't taken a move yet.
Can I clamber out the hole and just hold on to it? Like, am I in it still? Am I still in the acid-y stomach?
You're like holding on and dangling underneath.
Okay, so I have hacked all the way through.
Yeah, you're out.
Okay.
You dealt 30 damage to it. That is what it requires to get out.
All right, then I feel like any move would precipitate death at this point, so.
Hold fast.
Oh.
I know.
Actually, it gets a save to see if it vomits you out.
Oh.
Hand off the pawn.
I can make it roll the save, or you can be dangling.
It doesn't matter. It's your game. You
just
tell me.
Just no, I missed it. So I'm willing to say hand is off the chess piece.
It's whatever you want to do. That's fine.
Okay. You're dangling.
I do like, as much fun as it would be to be vomited out, which was kind of my goal, even if it did mean I plunged to my death at a high rate of speed, I do like the idea of literally hacking my way out of this fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Or rib, or chest, or I'm not sure where I came out at.
Schroeder, you're up.
Cast spiritual weapon, and I move as I watch him track this thing move up the bridge. I'll move up the bridge. Didn't you say it moved 50 feet along the bridge?
It's on the underside.
The underside.
Right, but I can see him watching it, the guy flying, and recognize that.
Sure.
Right, and then so I'll move up the bridge, you know, just a move, and then I'll prepare an action.
Okay. Are you going to attack with a spiritual weapon?
No.
No? Okay.
I can't reach it.
What's the range on spiritual weapon?
I mean, I can't even see it. I'm on the bridge, right?
Right. That's why I was asking. Are you going to try and make a blind attack?
No.
Or? Okay.
I want it ready in case it's needed for next turn.
Okay. Troy, you're up.
Grady, you want to choose to fail a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
I cast... what the hell? What was it called again?
What vortex?
Vortex warp on Grady.
What the hell is vortex warp?
You're getting ready to find out, motherfucker.
It's actually kind of cool. I think I have it.
You magically twist space around. You can see within range. Target must succeed on a constitution saving throw or choose to fail. Or target is teleported to an unoccupied space of your choice you can see within range. The chosen space must be on a surface or in a liquid that can support the target without the target having to squeeze.
Well, that's no fun. I'd love to shove them in a nice tiny crevice, but okay.
So
you're popping them back up on top of the bridge?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a good thing you double check, because I could see Troy flinging me like 80 feet out.
Well, it was either
my original thought for the use of this spell was going to be a lot cooler, but, you know, I got to save shithead over here, so...
Okay, yeah.
Teleport that thing straight down 50 feet so it's away from the bridge.
Well, no.
No, it has to be supported by
It has to be on a surface or
a liquid.
In a liquid.
Fucking D&D ruining all the best things. Of course you teleport it.
Lava is a liquid.
Well, I understand that, but...
But it's also further than 90 feet.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So, like, the idea of just teleport on the bridge just covered in acid just... I'm feeling it.
You hadn't gotten to the acid yet. You were still covered in ichor. But
then I'm going to fly back up. My friends.
Because Jeff hurt me pretty good. By my calculation, okay. That was 97 points of damage.
Where did you teleport Kira to?
Right smack dab in the middle of us.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Does my prepared spell go off?
What do you mean your prepared
spell? You didn't give him your condition. So.
Oh, I had to give permission. Okay.
Yeah.
I was just going to cure you, because I knew what he was doing.
Okay.
No.
You didn't give me conditions.
He totally said that. Roll the tape back.
Lucas, go.
He's the thing was 50 feet further than we are.
No, it's underneath the bridge. You can't see it.
And 50 feet.
But we heard it move.
Yes, it's 50 feet down that way.
Well, the range doesn't matter. I'm going to prep a spell as soon as I see the thing to cast. As soon as it's up on top of the bridge.
Okay. Well, you will see it pop its head back up over here.
Just its head?
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's not coming up on top of the bridge. It's just peeking up over top.
Yeah.
Did you say on top or when I see the thing?
I sit on top of the bridge.
Just gotta make sure you carefully choose your words.
Yep. Lucas and Troy, your characters need to make a dexterity saving throw.
No, don't.
I disagree.
No.
No what?
I failed.
You sure?
You don't know what it is.
It was a single digit, so yes.
Okay. 22.
That's a pass. You'll take half.
What was your score?
Is this a ranged attack?
What is my dex? It's plus 3.
It's so a line of lightning.
It's a big old 5.
Never mind. I can't help with that. Sorry.
I don't know that that's going to make a difference unless I roll the top number. I don't think it's going to help me.
Do it.
Okay.
I'm getting the wrong dice.
You should hand it in and tell the DM what you're doing.
I guess I'm rolling a D10 to see if I can roll a 10.
Okay.
I rolled a 2, so it didn't matter.
Still single digit?
Hold on. So it was a 5 on after your modifier?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're up to 7.
Would a would a 12 make a difference?
No.
Okay. I tried.
No, I get that.
This version of Trogdor is very sympathetic.
Did you change your name?
No. Okay. Well, yes, I'm Trogdor 2.
Oh, okay. 2.0.
No, it's 2.
1,000.
Trogdor Dos.
You could literally just be T-1000. Trogdor 1000.
No, I'm T-2.
Holy shitballs, Jeff.
Eight out of 10.
I was going to originally go with 5, so Trogdor 5 is alive.
6. Did you roll 6 of those already?
Those
yes. Are
my holy shit. 18,
22, 26, 29, 37. 72 points of damage, Lucas.
Still up.
36, Troy.
That's a spicy meatball.
It's an acid meatball.
So what is that? Is that Home Alone or Home Alone 2 where he gets electrocuted and his hair like stands on end? You can see the outline of his skeleton.
Fucking classic.
I just imagine Lucas is like...
It's off to like the dryer, wasn't it?
Lucas really hasn't seen anything that's going on. I get yoinked. They move. He goes, what the fuck is that? And he's lit up like a goddamn Christmas tree.
I'll just go home early.
Grady, you're up.
I don't have a backup with me, so...
How far away is it?
From you, about 20 feet. You can see its head poking up over the edge.
He just runs and goes diving over the side. Like, you stupid son of a bitch!
Drop the axe, ignite the glaive, bonus action.
Yep.
Run over, 10-foot reach. So I'm going to leave some space between it and me. Give advantage to get advantage.
Okay.
Great weapon master.
Okay.
So I'll take the minus 5, so I'll only get a plus 5.
Piss. I'm imagining you're going to tell me a 12 doesn't hit.
Correct.
Second attack. I'm going to bet a 23 does, though.
It does.
Not really, because I wasn't standing next to it all that much. Wait,
60 feet away.
1d8.
Yeah.
Plus 10. 24 points of damage on that strike.
No. No,
I had to use my bonus action to ignite the glaive.
Correct.
Although, I can toss another d8 on that and maneuver.
I haven't also got...
You could.
Yeah, you don't get hit a whole lot.
Yeah.
Hey, Lucas, would you like to move back out of the line of fire?
I fucking AC.
You can move half your reaction for free.
Okay. Just put me behind some things. Some other people.
Like that? Which half your speed's 15, right?
Yeah.
Shield Guardian just goes on my turn, right?
Correct.
Correct.
So what'd I say? 24 was what I hit, I think. Was that right?
That was the damage.
Okay. Add another 8 to that. So 32. Really sad I didn't hit on the first strike. Do I feel that I've moved into its threatened range? Would I know?
You'd probably have a fair idea. Yes. Yes, okay. You did.
All right. Fair enough. All right.
Schroeder, you're up.
I'm going to move 5 feet directly into reach of Kira.
Oh.
And I'm going to cast Cure Wounds at a 4th level.
You did 97 points of damage. So.
I'm going to cast Cure Wounds at a 5th level.
I mean, I still have my own heal, but I have to have a bonus action. Right now, I'm doing everything I can to hit it. And I gave Jeff advantage on his next attacks against me, so I'm doing my meat shield job here, fellas. Except for the lightning. Sorry, Lucas. Yeah. I was going to try and take that damage, but it was a spell, not a melee attack.
Well, it was either going to go right at you or right... there happened
if
to
it makes
two,
you feel any better
two people in line for it, so
the half damage would have taken me out, so
fair enough.
She did 72, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sitting on 36 hit points. I'd have taken half those, half of the 36.
So you heal for 27 points of damage.
Nice.
And then my spiritual weapon will move.
Okay.
Over to it.
Did you just cast that first level?
Yeah, I just casted it. Well, it's a second level.
Second level. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, and it will attack.
Yep.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second. I think I mathed wrong. Because spellcasting modifier is actually your proficiency Wisdom. Plus. It's just... Okay, it's not proficiency?
Nope.
Okay, so I'm
Your
only...
spellcasting modifier is just your wisdom modifier.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the spellcasting ability modifier, is that the same thing?
Okay, what was the first
on
one?
On attack roll. Your spellcasting ability modifier.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay, so even when you're attacking, so like if I'm attacking with my spiritual weapon, it's still just plus wisdom, it's not plus wisdom.
No, that is a weapon attack, so that adds your proficiency. You consider that spell something you're proficient with.
Gotcha.
So
okay, so then spiritual weapon is plus proficiency, but cure wounds is not.
Correct.
Okay, just want to make sure I understood that correctly.
If it was inflict wounds and you were attacking somebody,
gotcha,
you would get that proficiency bonus to the attack roll.
I'm good. I'm on the same page then.
Okay.
So I rolled a 23. So it's just a damage, just D8 plus. So 7 plus wisdom?
Yes.
So 12 points of damage.
That's probably not smart.
Okay. Troy.
How's it looking?
Not bloodied.
I say I've done. We've probably done, 80 damage to it, give or take?
Not bloodied, you said?
Nope.
I say I've done... I did 30-some to get out, and I just did 32, and Schroeder just did, 10, roughly?
My shield guardian's just gonna, I guess.
Okay.
And he's gonna cast 4th level fireball.
Okay.
So I need a dex save.
No.
Very nice. Light him up, Troy! He'll call you Troydor?
No.
No. I see some pips.
30 fire damage.
Okay. It's not got resistances, does it? Only one. Anything else?
That will be this your shield guardian's turn.
Oh, yeah. You're up now.
Can I get another dex save?
17.
That meets. If I cast Fairy Fire, if it's still in it, it just does. Will it do another dex save? I guess the next way around, or does it step on?
No. If you miss, you miss. I think.
I think so.
When this spell is cast. Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's how it reads.
Well, it just says you create a cube.
Light. Yeah. In the area when the spell's cast.
So you've created light, but it's not outlined in light because it made the save.
Okay. I tried.
Yeah.
Not a bad. I mean, yeah.
Lucas.
Give everybody advantage.
Oh. Yeah. Then if there's not a requirement, then it'd be fine, right? That's
what I think. What's on this card is the same that's written in the book, so.
What are you trying to cast? I don't want to give you any hints, Jeff.
He knows what it is. Give me a wisdom saving throw.
Toll the dead.
Nope.
It's like a single digit. You're held.
What are you casting?
Pulled monster.
Okay.
Which basically means you fall.
No, no.
That's not how that works.
Well, you were going to in a minute.
That's only vaguely threatening. No, but you will regret it, Jeff. You will regret it.
Fifth level. Got a thought over there?
Remember that spell I
cast
a minute ago?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Go for it, Troy.
I don't know that it would matter, but...
Are you talking about, the idea? Too far.
Oh, that's right, because it has to be.
Bonuses.
Yeah. 90 feet.
Yeah.
Yay, weird memorization brain ruins.
Nope, I don't really have any bonuses. Go ahead. What you doing?
I'm making my wisdom save at the end of its turn.
To see if it's still held.
16?
That meets my DC. Then
he is loose.
Well, that was fun.
Hey,
you had a chance.
I mean, you took it out for a round.
You did take it out for a round. Because otherwise, I feel like Jeff would have tried to snack on my balls again.
He also rolled a D6.
I did.
I wonder why he rolled it.
Because breath weapons usually have a recharge.
Yes, they do. Did he roll a high number?
He rolled a 5.
Probably recharged. So Lucas probably prevented everyone in that nice line there from getting electrocuted.
At least for now. Who's next?
Kira? That would be Kira.
Knock it down.
Yes, correct.
Still raging.
Yep.
Giving advantage to get advantage.
Right.
And we're still going to Great Weapon Master.
Okay.
The rage is just...
Plus 2 damage.
Just to the damage. I always feel like it's to the roll, but it's not.
It used to be. In previous editions, it was always to attack and damage. Because it was just a strength boost.
The first one misses. God damn it. That was on a 19 and it rolled over. 15 hit?
Nope.
Okay.
Schroeder.
Bonus action.
Oh, sorry.
Nope.
Schroeder.
I rolled 63s. All of them under 10. I'm never playing anything but a wizard again. And I'm never going to do anything that I have to roll. It's all going to be, you roll, Jeff.
Yep.
Oh, you roll, Jeff.
I'm going to step around Kira.
How far?
15 feet. There we go. Yep. Or, okay. That works.
All right.
And then I'm going to cast a spell. So if you would go ahead and make a con save.
Single digit.
It is. I'm sure that's a fail.
All right.
It's an 11.
So I casted Blight.
Oh, you might get it.
I didn't overcharge it, though, so.
Still. Go for it.
I'm looking for dice.
Blight's a nasty spell.
It is.
Shit.
That sucks.
I'm good with it.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Okay. So that's 5. So we're at 10. That's 21.
My proficiency went up. My spell save DC went up.
It's 37 points of necrotic damage.
How much? I'm sorry.
37.
Okay.
Okay.
So and, the barbarian could hit.
Point of order.
Okay.
My spell save DC did go up.
It's a little late.
Yeah.
Not really. It hasn't done anything.
It's technically
literally hasn't done anything.
And then spiritual weapons attacking. 16.
No, that'll fail.
Okay. That'll be me.
Troy, you're up. I don't think it's gonna matter.
It matters to me.
Oh, then get it right the first time.
Well, I forgot my proficiency went up, so it went up a point.
Right. So you didn't get it right the first time. Right.
I knew it sounded weird when I said it met, but I was like, wait.
Oh, yeah. What is DC is?
8 plus eight proficiency plus spellcasting modifier.
For me, it's 17.
Oh.
Yep. Schroeder's been using the wrong one, too.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. I'm good.
Give me another one of those fun deck saves.
Fail. Furball.
I didn't know you had furballs.
27. Fur damage.
That's enough to kill it. It falls off the side.
Hooray!
Well, I'm going to rest. Put up my four. Put up my four for 8 hours. And this is fucking...
No, we're going to a place where we can rest.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys continue on.
I got
30
hit points left, so let's see how this goes.
You guys continue on. Gash has been cowering this whole time. He leads you on, and... By the end of the day, you'll come to the Filth Riddens.
Got ya.
You see a shanty town. I didn't bring a paper towel down. I never remember to do that.
If you need one.
Huh?
I'll go get one.
All right. And we're back.
Yeah. Maybe. You guys come up on the Filth Riddens. Gash has been telling you about it. It's a settlement. It's a shanty town. It's a bunch of escaped slaves that have kind of pooled together as a community.
No brothels.
No.
Do they have healing poultices?
Do they have what?
I'm fucked.
Oh.
I just said no brothels.
Different kind of fucked.
As you guys approach, you hear what sounds like screams.
Oh, you guys have fun. I don't have the health points for this.
In what direction are the screams coming from?
Amidst the shanty town.
Are they like
happy screams?
Like we're the Beatles?
Well, like make me a perception check.
They are so excited to see us.
16.
I don't even hear them.
Oh my god, is that the woman that cut herself out of a lizard? She's so cool.
You're pretty sure that they are not fun time screams.
No, I'm pretty sure they are. My 2 on my perception roll tells me that they are, Jeff.
Yes. Yeah.
Do they sound like they're out in the open or coming from a building?
It does not sound like it's muffled from inside a building.
Okay.
Kira says, I'll have what she's having.
The guy's charging
who makes
in?
A fucking
or...
When Harry Met Sally.
What are you doing?
Reference in a D&D game. Sorry, Jeff.
I do.
Shall we investigate? I'm sorry. Shall we investigate?
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes.